it was kind of like a blessing and a curse. The curse is that the world shut down at the time that, you know, we made one of the greatest videos, one of the greatest people we know, Billy F. Gibbons. And so it was like all these amazing things happening, but there was really, like, we felt like there was going to be nowhere to really showcase that off. But the blessing in it was that it taught us we had to, 2020 taught us that we had to innovate, and we had to learn that, like, even when the world shuts down, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, how are you going to keep going? And so we were able to figure out, we had to, it was a lot of work and a lot of extra work, but we, you know, it was finding out who's open, who's closed, who, what percentage, if they are open, what percentage are they at?
Right.
And if they are, you know, something, it was a lot of work that we all had to collectively jump in and be able to do. But we worked it out, and we were able to move around a good bit in 2020, which, you know, is, I think, the kind of that little boost of momentum that gave us for 2021. Now, as things are starting to open back up, but there's so many people who've heard about us because we were performing in 2020 and we were doing online shows, and, you know, we were just continuing to keep our audience engaged and growing.
The path now that I see a lot of female artists taking with regards to putting something in the middle of the road, if it has success in the pop format and the country format, great. Do you find yourself writing something with a country format in mind or a pop format in mind, or are you just writing something and letting it fall where it will?
One of my favorite questions that you've asked so far, because I think that I love, like, on one side of the question where you were talking about like Mary Morris and Kelsea Ballerini, a lot of people who are doing, like, crossover, who cross over from pop to country and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I'm so glad that people are doing that they're just kind of releasing music and letting the world put it where they see fit for it to be. Because a lot of times in the writing process, you just go in with the thought to, like, okay, so a lot of times you go in with a particular thing that you want to talk about, and it's like, how do I express this?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we let the music decide what the music wants to do, and we just bring to it, you know, the thought and the lyric and the creativity, and then somehow it all just kind of marries each other. And a lot of times, and that's what I tell people a lot of times, sometimes I hate that musicians have to be put in a box and that you have to say, okay, this is this particular genre. We just kind of go in and write, and whatever it will, and by the end of it, we go, oh yeah, this feels like that old school Patsy Cline. Like, this feels like Tammy Wynette. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then afterwards, we can say what it feels like to us. But overall, you were exactly right. Once you put it out, the people will ultimately decide what it is to them and how it speaks to them. And that's really what it's for. And that's the most important thing.